Whether it's a shar, an ox, or any behemoth that falls into a pit, they are considered to be the same. Even though the Torah said shar o chamor, that also includes all types of behemoth that could fall in. So the owner of the pit is chayef to pay damages, even if it's your dachshund or your sheep that falls in. Ulafrashas har Sinai, this also applied in the Torah. The Torah warned that every creature should stay away from Har Sinai at the time of Matan Torah before Shavuos. Whether it was in behemoth emish lo yichya, whether it's behemoth or a human being, it won't live. That also included, for example, somebody's chicken or somebody's chaya also had to stay away from Har Sinai. Ul tashlume kefel. And that also implies when it comes to Geneva, it says if a ganav is found with in hand, shar o ad chamor ad sechayim, that implies all kinds of animal property, behemo chaya of as well, because it said the al kol dvar pesha, anything that you could be negligent on. Furthermore, l'hashavas aveda, when it comes to returning an aveda, again, it said, shor o yivcha o chamo ro, shor o chicha o eseyo nidochim, but the Torah later included all animals in them, l'chol avedas achicha. Lefrika, for the situation of unloading a donkey. If you see, in the Torah it says, you see your enemy's donkey lying under a load, you have to help unload it. That includes all animals as well as a donkey. Lachasima, muzzling. You're not allowed to muzzle your shar bedisho, but that includes all animals. Likilayim, when it comes to not breeding species by mating interspecies romance, this is usher for all kinds of creatures, even though what the Torah says is behemtecha lo sarbiya kilayim, and also lo sacharash b'shor b'chamor yachdav, all living creatures are involved as well. There's a story in the Gemara of somebody at one point who is trying to use a land animal and a sea animal at the same time. Seems highly unlikely, but you got to watch out for kilayim in all cases. Ule Shabbos, and when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Shvisas Behemo B'Shabbos, you can't do Malacha. Ato Vincho Vitecha Adlecha Mascha Uvehem Techa, it says, and that includes Sharcha Vachamorcha Vachol Behem Techa. In all these cases, the Torah also has an extra phrase in those psukim to be Marbe, more species as well. All kinds of animals are part of the prohibition. Vachain Chaya Va'ov Kayotze Bohen. And this also applies to wild animals and to birds as well, that in all these cases, these halachas imply wild animals, birds, fish, everything. So then why did the Torah in very specific cases always use shor ochamor? Because the Torah used the animals that are usually the ones that are used for these kinds of activities. Plowing and such, carrying loads, these are the animals that one uses, so it's spoken the words that people would use for the animals one would use. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, Hakones Tzon Ladir, the very first Masechta and Perek of Gemara I ever learned back in sixth grade. If somebody brings his animals into a sheepfold, so he puts his sheep into an enclosure where he would leave them overnight, and they would hang out in the field, and they would do what sheep do, and this would fertilize the field, so that way everything was going to grow. So there was a gate there to make sure that they stayed within the enclosure. And he locks the gate with a door that can is proper, that can upstand even in a wind, a ruach metsuya, a normal wind will not break it or open it. V'yatza, but the animal gets out anyway. V'hezika, and it did damage. So it tramples or eats somebody else's property. Potter, he's potter. Because when it comes to this damaging of regel or shein, even an inferior shmira, shmira pechusa, even a minimum shmira is good enough. And so when he locked the gate properly, that should be enough. Lo no'al b'fanel ha'karoi, but if he didn't lock the gate properly, so it can't even upstand in a wind that is the usual ruach metsuya v'yotzev ezika, and it gets out and does damage, then chayev. Then he's chayev to pay, because he didn't watch it even at all. Nifritzav alayla, if it broke through the wall, for example, at night, and the sheep get out, then he's going to be exempt because he doesn't even know what happened yet, so he hasn't discovered it. And if he does find out that it happened, he's not chayev to go look for them in the dark. Or robbers broke the wall in the middle of the night. And the animal gets out and does damage. Then potter. He's potter. And some people say even the robbers are potter for the damage done by the sheep. It's indirect. They broke the wall in front of the animal, but they didn't take the animal out. Except hotziyuha listim, if they took the animal out themselves, listim chayavim, then the robbers take over the responsibility for the animal. And if it does any damage, they are chayav. By doing mashicha, by pulling on the animal, this is a kinyan on the animal that they've made, and now they are chayav to watch it and keep an eye on it.